You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Patricia, and I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're talking about the business of career professionals, part three. Even if you're an employee, you actually have a business of one. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. All right, Jason, what do you mean if you have a career, you have a business of one? What does that mean?
We started this series on small business, and this is part three of a three-part series. So today we're talking about being an employee, which from our perspective, few people will work cradle to grave with one company. It used to be that you started with one company, you get a pension and that sort of thing. But these days, it doesn't work that way.
Right.
And the chances of working with the same company for a long time is rare. And even if you do for a long period of time, you still, when you're an employee, you're your own business. Your career is your business. And we're going to approach it from that standpoint. Now, the reason we're doing that is because one of the major challenges for small business or for you of a business of one is politics, office politics. It's everywhere.
Okay.
And we see office politics as sort of a competition for income and validation. And as a result, there's what's known as out of control emotions. You know, politics is because we bring our, contrary to what they say about being professional, which is a euphemism for saying, hey, don't bring your emotions to work. All you have to do is just come to work, do your work like a machine, and then go home and then have your emotions someplace else. And that's rare for most people. Most of us bring our emotional story to work.
Yes.
And we act it out in terms of our relationships with everybody at work.
Right. Well, and I've heard that we bring the worst part of our family's politics, so to speak. We bring it to work. We wear it on our sleeve, so to speak.
Our family story. Exactly.
Yes. But, yes.
And how that affected us. And we bring that.
Right.
So,
Jason, but let's talk about office politics are everywhere.
Yes. You can't get away from it. It's not just in the office, whether you have an organization, whether you have, whether you're involved in, some sort of social group.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Exactly.
My daughter talks to me about the politics. They send the kids to, private school, and there's politics there.
Yeah,
The parents.
Big time.
I used to be the head of the PTA in a small town when my daughter was little. Boy, there were politics there. There's politics everywhere.
Exactly.
So let me give you a story, and then we'll talk some more about this idea of the politics. But one of my first jobs out of college, I had a business degree, and it was from a small college town. And this rarely do people go, graduate from this college and stay in town to work. They go someplace else because it was small. But there was one big company in the city, in the small town, and it was a manufacturing company, and they had these small manufacturing plants all over Minnesota. And I was able to get this job, and there was 50 other guys working for it, and I was feeling pretty impressed with myself because I beat out 50 other guys that were trying for this one job. And it was supposedly a gateway job to, being promoted and within this company. And so I was feeling pretty good. So I was what they would call a sales coordinator, and we worked with the salespeople who worked in Detroit. This company made automotive parts, and I was on the Ford desk. And the there was always this problem because the salespeople would always inflate the inventory that we had on hand, and the buyers always wanted the suppliers to have plenty of inventory so they could ramp up their production whenever they wanted and with a little notice. And so our salespeople dealt with that by just basically lying. And then when the pedal came down, or the hammer came down, the people at the factories had to scramble, and they never liked that. So after a while, my boss, who hired me, who apparently I impressed him because I got the job, told me, you know, I'm tired of the lying, no more lying. Well, out of the blue, there was a difficult situation. One of the Ford buyers called me directly. And that's really unheard of. Usually they go through the salesman. They don't talk to the people in the plant. But he called me directly. And I kind of, I was a little startled about that, and frankly overwhelmed. But he asked me what the numbers were. And he didn't say it, but he didn't trust the numbers he was getting from the salesman. And I told him. And
meaning you told him the truth.
And I told him the truth. And it caused a huge stir. And there was all these meetings. The CEO got involved. The buyer from Ford called the CEO of the company, which he was able to do. And I'm sure he complained. And no one ever talked to me. No one ever said anything to me, but I knew that there was a dig that was a major conference call, and there was a dig by the president of the company.
Company you worked for.
Yeah, it wasn't directed at me personally, but it was talking about, you know, how we should be very careful what we say to the people outside of the company. And I know he was talking about this particular situation, right. But no one ever said that. Well, and I figured this out later. No one ever said it to me explicitly, but my boss threw me under the bus.
Right.
You know, instead of saying, I told Jason to tell the truth, he probably said, oh, Jason just, you know, he used poor judgment in that situation.
Right.
And, you know, it's...
And you were just doing what you were told to do. But the point of the whole story is the politics of it all.
Yes. And, you know, I was just trying to be a good employee.
Right.
And, If he would have told me to lie, if he hadn't given me the directive to tell the truth, I probably would have hesitated or done something sketchy that probably wouldn't have been believable, but I probably would have, you know, done something.
Well, and I do want to say, you're not very good at lying, no matter, even at your age now, and I'm being very nice about it. He's not good at lying. He tells the truth. It's just part of who he is, and I'm grateful for that. I'll say that. But first off, it's not about me. My point being that he was doing what he was told, and the politics in the company made him the patsy, so to speak.
And it happens all the time.
Exactly.
It can be brutal. It can be cutthroat. It can be devastating. And we've had so many clients over the years that have come to us with being brutalized by office politics.
Right.
And see, here's what we see. Most employees are acting out their life story over and over again. So when they go to work, you know, if you were the abused person in the household, you're acting like the abused person in the company.
On your job. Yes, exactly.
You
know,
if you were the golden boy or girl in your household, you're probably acting it out in the company. There's all sorts of variations on that, you know, and here's the point that we're going to get to, especially in the next segment.
Okay.
You know, people say, well, what do you do? And we're going to talk about that.
So, okay. All right. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
It's always best to see yourself as a business, even as an employee.
Okay.
Whether you work for a Fortune 500 company or an altruistic nonprofit, politics are always present. You can't get away from them.
Okay.
And your progress is always about your perceived performance, not your actual performance. That's a big one. We're going to talk about that more in the next segment.
Mm-hmm.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to see yourself and the politics around you objectively for the best outcomes.
What is the key to working with politics successfully, no matter where you work? We're going to talk about that in the next segment. Stay tuned. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to answer the question, what is the key to working with politics successfully, no matter where you work? Stay tuned. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, what is the key to working with politics or office politics?
Here it is. You know, I promised this to you in the first segment. Here it is. And you may not like the answer, but it's really effective. And that is having emotional intelligence and real self-insight.
Well, okay, and I'm going to jump in and say, and how do we get that? I'm jumping right ahead for just a moment.
The ecosystem approach.
There you go. Nice commercial. There
you know, you go. Patricia said, I like to tell the truth, and she's right. Mm-hmm. What I like about this and our shows, we're always telling you the truth. And I love to get to the secret. You know, if someone says, don't go through this door, I go through that door.
Never tell Jason, don't push this button. I'm telling you, you know, anyway, you know, Jason, the part that's the emotional intelligence and, you know, having real self-insight is the key.
Seeing yourself clearly.
Thank you.
And when you go into office political situation, first of all, there have been a lot of books about office politics, but most of them are say, well, in this situation, do this, in this situation, do that. There's so many different situations.
Right.
And here are the variables. You.
Ah.
You're the biggest variable. And for you that are listening right now, there's all sorts of you out there that are different. You're all unique.
Everybody is, actually.
And your individual objectives are also unique. Mm-hmm. You know, objectives in this particular situation.
Yeah.
So one of the things that you do with the ecosystem approach, as we start to uncover who you are, we talk about that every time, mm-hmm. You know, your ecosystem needs to be uncovered instead of programmed.
Right.
As you uncover yourself, you start to see how you lie to yourself. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry to say, we all do it.
Well, wait a minute. So if you're lying to yourself, does that mean you're lying to others?
Yes.
And that just fits right in with the office politics, because those that are doing the office politics, a lot of that is about lying. Is that correct?
There's
lying, manipulation, trying to get things done.
Yes, it's gamified. I call it gamified.
Okay.
So
yeah.
It's like playing Monopoly. You know, you fake, you play a role, you act a certain way,
mm-hmm.
you manipulate people.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, that's the way it is, especially the bigger the company, the more that's at play.
Yeah.
And so in order to get around that, you have to start first with yourself. That self-insight, you have to know not only who you are, what you want, but how you appear to other people. Oh. And appear is probably not the right word. Here's the better word: how you feel to other people. Mm-hmm. You know, the person next to you might say, "Oh, that guy's just a nice guy. He feels really good to me." Right. Or the guy next to you may say, "That guy's weird," or "That guy's annoying."
Right.
You know, he's always asking questions. He's annoying. You know, if you can understand how other people feel, then you can play the game better.
Well, you know, Jason, I have, yes, both you and I actually, just in case anybody doesn't know, but I'm sure we've talked about it. Jason and I met in the corporate world. And by the way, I hated it. I just want to say that, you know, loud and clear. I went in and I had done purchasing before for a much smaller company, but I had done purchasing and I was in the purchasing department, and the person that was in the same department with me, she was claimed to be my boss, and she claimed even by the company to be my boss. She was younger, and because she, she flirted and she manipulated and she lied and she cheated. Our department, and she told everyone that, you know, she was running a really tight ship and she was getting the job done. Well, when push came to shove, she wasn't doing any of the work. She was running around doing office politics,
performing
for with everyone, and I was doing most of the work.
First, I remember this because her claim to fame was she convinced her boss, who was the
controller.
Yeah, the controller, that she could negotiate a deal. She loved to talk about how she negotiated for the best deal. And
right.
The president of the company loved that idea to reduce her expenses.
Right.
Of course, in a practical way, it was hard to do because people always ordered their stuff at the last minute.
And they needed things done and they needed it yesterday and
exactly.
That sort of thing. And so it made it very difficult in those kind of situations to actually negotiate. You need time to negotiate.
And a lot of the purchasing process was basically inbox to outbox.
Yes.
And
and boring.
Yes. Her contribution to that was very, very little.
Right.
You know, and what we've seen before is that there are a lot of people who naturally see themselves as game players. They like it.
Right.
They aspire to be a game player. Here's the problem with game players. And people say, well, why don't I just become a game player? If I'm not a game player, then I probably even shouldn't try. That's not what we're saying. Mm-hmm. Game players can lose themselves with the politics.
Yes.
And even if they're successful, chances are when they go home and they try to play the same games, it won't work.
Yeah.
And those are the people that get divorced, you know, 5-6 times. They have drinking problems, gambling problems, mm-hmm. all those other kind of problems.
Right.
And they struggle to have any sort of real authentic relationships. What we're suggesting is that when you have this real self-insight and emotional intelligence, and there's one more thing, which we call refined intuition, where we kind of read people in a way that's pretty effective, then you can play the game and you choose how you play the game. If you're quiet, you can play the game as a quiet person. If you're not that salesy type person, you can still play the game and you'll know how to do it.
Well, even if you're outgoing, as long as you know how to play the game, you know, and understand it, but how you can play the game. And what we're saying is that when you know your story, when you start clearing your stuff, then it makes it easier for you to get done what needs to be done.
So Patricia, finish the story, because what happened was...
Well, what happened was the owner of the company, she would go through every year or so, and she would do house cleaning as it came to be known. And she decided she was going to do house cleaning with me because she was told by the controller that the other person that was in the office with me, that was supposedly my boss, that... she was the one that was doing all the work, and what push came to show,
that's what she was claiming, even though he didn't really know.
Exactly. And so push came to shove, I got laid off / fired, and the girl that I was working with It took her less than 2 days to figure it out that she was going to have to do all the work that I was doing and all the work that she, even what little she did and that too. And she couldn't deal with it.
But the point is, she left.
She left.
She walked off the job.
She walked off the job.
It was kind of bittersweet. Mm-hmm. But so here's how to play the game.
Okay.
This is what everybody's been listening for this segment. Okay.
Okay.
You assess the players, refine intuition, know your personal objectives, which is self-insight, mm-hmm. clear your way to get what you want. This is the biggest, is the biggest secret weapon that you can have in any company situation. Clear yourself, clear the other person. And we're going to do some clearings at the end to give you an idea what that's like.
Okay.
And as you learn the ecosystem approach, you'll learn more about how to do that in a particular situation. And then use refined intuition to determine the motives of the other players.
Okay. And Jason, I just want you to take a moment and describe what is refined intuition. How do you get that? What do you do with that?
Well, it's basically by using the ecosystem approach, you refine your intuition. A lot of people, you know, I've always had intuition, but it's for both Patricia and I, we've always had the ability to be intuitive. But it's only since we've been using the ecosystem approach that we've refined it over and over and over again. It keeps getting better. We don't expect it to ever stop getting better at our intuition. So,
all right. Are we ready for key points, Jason?
Well, I want to give them the example.
Oh, okay.
The example is really important because if she had assimilated these abilities, she would have seen her. She saw this girl, but she couldn't really.
I was just starting out. Let me just say it with the clearing.
And she couldn't put it together in terms of how this is going to affect her, what's going to happen.
Right.
And, you know, we could have predicted this. We don't ever predict the future, but we see trends all the time.
And
this was pretty obvious.
Saw the writing on the wall.
You know, and she could have had another relationship with that comptroller in a way that says, hey, you know, here's some information that you should know about. And sort of give him a counterpoint.
Exactly. But I did not know. There are so many things I didn't know. Today, I have to say, I would do it so much different. And one of them is I wouldn't work in the corporate world.
Well, and we'll talk about that some other. Well, we'll talk about that in the next segment.
Okay, good.
That's one of the biggest questions we get.
So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Self-knowledge and emotional intelligence is a byproduct of using the ecosystem approach. Mm-hmm. Clearing can always help you find your way as you're learning about the politics. Okay. So even if you're starting, even if you're just hearing us for the first time today, once you learn how to clear, it's like your secret weapon. Building your skills for politics takes time and the application of the ecosystem approach. And the ecosystem approach teaches an understanding of energy and how it works to achieve your objectives.
Okay, stay tuned when we come back. We're going to answer the question, if I hate office politics, why not start my own business to escape? We'll answer this question in the next segment. Stay tuned. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to answer the question, if I hate office politics, why not start my own business to escape? We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, I want to ask the audience, if someone out there hates their job and wants to start out on their own, you know, Jason, what are we going to tell? What advice are we going to give?
Here's the challenge.
Okay.
When you start out on your own, you don't really get away from the politics, especially when it comes to clients and customers.
Okay.
You know, you can create your own safe space within your company. But even then, frankly, you create your own political environment based on your story inside your company.
Correct.
And the outside world is still the same.
Well, and so knowing your story, this, we're going to go back to this as we've been doing.
This is part of self-insight.
Exactly. When you know your own story, you can, and you understand it, and you start clearing the things you don't like about you, start using the ecosystem approach for the things you don't like about you. Because I don't know anyone who knows or likes everything about themselves. But the bottom line is that then you can have better clarity and awareness and objectivity about not only who you are, but how you deal with things like office politics or how to even run your own business or how to be a business of one in a large company.
You know, there's an old joke and... she hates this one. It's a dad joke.
Dumb.
This guy heard that most car accidents happen 3 miles from home. So we moved.
Uh-huh. Dun, whatever.
Dun, you know, the idea is that you never get away from who you are.
Right.
So if you think that you can start your own business to get away from the politics, well, maybe, kind of. You know, there are some companies that no one should work for. You know, and we've helped people that have worked for those companies. Okay,
that's true. We
so,
have
so, yes. But if you start to do the self insight, the refined intuition, you know, using the ecosystem approach, then you can go get a better job or a different job, is perhaps easier than you could by starting your own business. Because when you start your own business, you bring all your problems of you with you.
Correct.
Those relationship problems don't go away, and you add another layer of problems that you didn't have before. You know, with a small business, you have to do everything. You know, I was never good at, for example, the bookkeeping type stuff. I just would get bored. I didn't like to do that sort of thing. But
and yet his dad wanted him to be an
accountant. Yes. you know, yeah. And here's the other thing: we're advocates for small business.
By all
means, we think you can change the world by having your own business. We had enough people having their own small business, doing, you know, acting in a different way. We could really change the way business is handled in the world.
Correct.
But with that said, it has to be at the right time. Mm-hmm. So then you ask, well,
wait, how do I know when it's the right time, Jason?
Exactly. You know, and truly it's based on a form of confidence you have on the inside. If you start applying the ecosystem approach, you gradually get more and more self-insight, refined intuition, mm-hmm. and just have more confidence about who you are and how you can approach the world.
Okay.
But there's never an exact formula for the right time. But here's what we suggest you do. When you do leap, when you make the decision, commit to it. Make it the right decision. And here's the secret, the big secret. Clear your way to success. So in the last segment, we talked about how Patricia was laid off and fired, laid off, whatever it was. And we thought, oh my gosh, we had already started seeing clients in the evening. So we thought, okay, well, maybe you can start seeing clients during the day. I'll continue to work and we'll figure it out. And then I think it was a month later.
It was actually 6 weeks later.
And then I got fired. Same sort of thing. Anyways. And we thought, oh my gosh.
What are we going to do?
It was an OMG moment, okay?
Yes.
But what happened, and we were kind of forced into it.
We were.
And I guarantee you, we cleared our butt off.
Yes, we did.
But what happened is we started making as much money as we were making before.
Actually,
more.
It was even more.
Yeah.
And it was pretty incredible. But we're not saying that wait until you're forced into it. That's not what we're saying at all. We're just saying that's how it happened to us. But it did force us to clear our way through each and every step. And that was, by the way, when we cleared each and every step regarding business, what happened was we started seeing things about ourselves that were standing in our way.
Exactly.
It was really, really, really incredible. And we're like, oh my gosh, you know? So, if you've ever heard the expression, I need to get out of my own way, well, that was it.
And if you're looking for the magic, if you're looking for the magic formula, everybody wants a magic formula. Well, you know,
don't lie.
We see everything as an ecosystem, including your own business.
Exactly.
But if there's ever something, a secret weapon that you can have, it's clearing, clearing the energy directly. There's all this advice out there about how to start a business, but they don't talk about the energy. They don't talk about you personally. They talk about, we'll do this and set up this accounting system and do this kind of marketing and blah, 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 blah.
Exactly.
And, you know, a lot of that doesn't really apply. What really applies is if you learn nothing else from today, is to clear your way to success. And in just a minute, we're going to teach you how to do the clearing.
It's
amazing. It works. We know it works. We've been doing it for 20 years. And it's the main ingredient to the ecosystem approach. Because we see that an ecosystem, when it's toxic, which all of us, our ecosystems are, whether it's ourselves individually or our business,
right?
Clearing is the best way to remove those toxics.
And the one more thing I'm going to say about this, and then we'll talk about the key points. The bottom line is that the biggest thing that people have is fear that they won't make it. Well, that's, of course, fear of success or fear of not having success, so forth. But when you clear your fear about the business, then you should turn around and clear the fear about yourself.
And keep clearing.
And keep on clearing. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Hating your job is not a good reason to start a small business.
Okay.
Once you decide to start a small business, commit to it and make it work with the clearing.
And it's amazing, everyone. We know it's amazing.
The ecosystem approach teaches you emotional intelligence, self-knowledge, refined intuition.
Okay.
The ecosystem approach shows you how to see your business as an ecosystem that can be cleared just like yourself.
Right. Okay. So Jason, let's tell everyone how to do the clearing. For those of you who don't know how to do the clearing yet, or how to do the ecosystem approach is what we're talking about.
So you can sit in any way you want. You don't have to be sitting, standing, you can be on your head. There's no posture that's necessary. You don't have to be reverent. You don't have to be have a certain attitude. Just do it.
Oh, and I always have an attitude. What are we talking about?
And so when we say and to eliminate, gather up whatever we say to eliminate, whether it's veils and illusions or a specific emotions, right, anger, fear, whatever, gather that all up and blow it into a trash can. Now, if there's no trash can, maybe you're driving, you use your mind's eye. And what we really suggest is you go to our website where it says the processor. There's a picture of it. Mm-hmm. Patricia drew that. She painted that with one of her first paintings. But it goes in the top. It gets processed. It comes out the front, neutral energy. I like the idea of the processor. So this will give you something to picture in your mind's eye and use that.
Okay. And then after we do that, what we're going to do is we're going to activate life force. And life force is the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. And what we're going to do is we're going to call upon it. We're going to ask it to come in through the top of our head. We're going to let it go all the way down our torso and our arms, and then all the way down our legs to the tips of our toes. I suggest stopping it right there, turn it around, and then breathe out, sounding like, and that gets rid of all the negative energy that's left over. And by the way, we know, all of us know, that there is so much negative energy around that it's completely overwhelming. So one of the clearings that we'll do in the next segment is exactly that.
Well, the other thing is that we're going to do some clearings for the world. And I think,
I love that.
Patricia keeps bugging me about that. Let's do some clearings for the world. So anyways, we're going to do that. And the only adjustment you need to make is just in your mind's eye, in your imagination, imagine your hand going around the globe. Picking up that negative energy, mm-hmm. Take a breath and put it into a dumpster at the end.
Exactly.
And it's a big processor.
So. It is huge. So stay tuned when we come back. We're going to do some clearings to help you with the politics in your workplace. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune into All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to do some clearings to help with the politics in the workplace, whether you're in a big business or a business of one. So, Jason, you ready?
Here we go.
All right.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the politics in my life more clearly, whether it's in my life, whether it's at the job, whether it's with my spouse, everywhere. take a breath. Gather up those veils and illusions. Blow them into the trash can, the processor.
And to eliminate any veils and illusions, so I can see that I can clear the veils and illusions so I can see everything clearer and know what to do next. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the anger, hate, rage, and bitterness that I have, that there are politics and I have to deal with them. Gather that all up in your body, the anger, hate, rage, and bitterness, blow it into the processor.
And to eliminate my fears and anxieties about office politics and worry that I won't be any good at it. Take a breath. When you know your story, then you can know how to do and do office politics and do it well in the best interest of you.
You'll adapt it in a way that fits you
like a
glove. It's
unbelievable. Take a breath, everybody.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see all the players objectively, mm-hmm. not the way I'd like to see them. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see my motives and my objectives clearly connected to politics. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see my personality the way others see and feel it.
Ooh, there's
that's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that starting my own business, it means I can avoid office politics when the truth is, no, they're just in a little bit different perspective. Take a breath. Blow it out. And to eliminate the false belief that says I have to be a victim to office politics, no matter how big or small the business is, when the truth is, no, I don't. Breathe.
And to eliminate the resentment and hopelessness I have about the office politics going on around me. It doesn't have to be hopeless.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see everyone else's motives, especially related to me. Take a breath.
And to eliminate, here's a big one, the anger I have about being betrayed, sabotaged, and beat in the game of politics, whether it's in the past or whether it's currently. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can use and develop self-knowledge by clearing all the time, constantly, consistently, and specifically. Take a breath.
And to eliminate all the negative energy attached to me that can make me a victim to office politics.
Yeah. Take a breath. Jason, can we clear the world now?
Here we go. And so again, imagine a big hand going around the globe.
Okay.
And to eliminate all the competition and fear that creates negative politics everywhere. Take a breath. Let's get rid of that all the way around the world into that big dumpster.
And blow it out.
Yes.
You know, I have to tell a little secret. We print things out. We use a script, so to speak, for doing this because, Jason, I can get sidetracked real easy. And I just want you to know, I absolutely love this one. So everyone can see all the competition and fear that's negative in the politics everywhere. And he's not just talking about in the office. He's talking about everywhere around the world. Everybody take a breath and blow it out.
And to eliminate the anger, hate, and bitterness that keeps all the prejudice in place,
no matter
around the world.
Exactly. Take a breath. I was going to say, no matter where you are. And to eliminate the blocks that are keeping us stuck, to be so focused on selfish interest instead of seeing that we are all connected. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so we can use collective action to benefit everyone.
Good.
Take a breath. All the way around the world and into that dumpster.
Jason, I'm going to activate some life force. Are you ready for that one?
Yes, let's go.
Okay, here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force, the most powerful energy that any of us has access to, so that I can be happy and have hope and see what I need to see and know how to deal with it in the highest and best interest of me and the situation and the world. Take a breath. Pull all that in, pull that in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down your torso and arms. Let it go to the tips of your toes. Stop it, blow up any negative energy left over.
And to activate life force so I can trust, I can influence the energy around me in a way that is appropriate for self-knowledge for me. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can use life force, the most powerful energy, for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. And that includes clarity, awareness, and objectivity, especially for politics of any kind. Happiness, hope, love, laughter, fun. I don't know if I said it, objectivity, creativity, and great health. And the ability to not only help myself by using the ecosystem approach, but helping someone else understand the importance of the ecosystem approach so they can help themselves and who they are in the world. Take a breath, everyone. Pull it in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way to the tips of your toes. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Mental health. You know, everybody's talking about the COVID-19, but one of the secondary problems that comes with the COVID-19
and the situation
and the isolating in place and the economy is mental health.
Yeah.
And I've heard people predict that the mental health crisis is going to be worse than the physical crisis related to an infection by COVID-19.
Oh,
so we're going to do a two-part series on mental health. And this is, you know, you have to listen to this show because we're going to start with the problem. And we see as intuitives that traditional methods completely miss. The traditional methods aren't working the way they're supposed to. And we're going to talk about why that is and what you can do and what everyone can do to help yourself right away, right now.
Well, and Jason, can you give us a little tiny bit of a clue on that?
You know, people are lonely, they're disaffected, they're angry, they're afraid because they're not making the money they used to make.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all those things
create stress
and our energies.
Yes.
Most of us tell us, well, if you do have this, then do this. If you have this, then do this.
Mm-hmm.
But those doing things don't necessarily change the energy. And that's the problem.
Okay. So, Jason, how can I get more information and real support from the ecosystem approach?
If you were listening today and said, oh, my gosh, this could work for me. I need some help with office politics or anything else that we've talked about. You know, there's someone out there right now that's been listening, but they haven't subscribed to our free subscription service. They haven't gone online to theecosystemapproach.org, okay. theecosystemapproach.org, and signed up, and then check the box for the weekly free clearings.
Okay.
This is all free, and you can have this. You can start changing your life. You can start influencing the energy in your life today, and especially if it has to do with office politics, whether it's healing, relationships, whatever it is, money, it all works, because when you change the inner things, the energy, things happen.
Ah, nice, nice, nice. So listen to our show each week, and do, of course, the clearings at the end. Our show is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time. If you can't listen at that time, it's recorded, and you can go to our new website, theecosystemapproach.org. That's all one word. And sign up for our free section.
We also have a Facebook page that theecosystemapproach.org. And please go on there, look at us. We're going to put some new information out there soon. So please do that. And then next Monday.
All right. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. And you're listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.